Phela mina ngiyinsizwa mina. Ngiyinsizwa.
Oh, it is another beautiful day in this Earth Mkhwanazi. I hope you are behaving out there. Otherwise, General Mkhwanazi is on your case. Sanbonani, what's going on? Welcome to it. It's another episode on the Shady Podcast. This guy's on his phone. But
no, I'm not. I'm just checking something.
Yeah?
I'm just checking. Yes, I actually came here in between shoots, I'll have you
know. Look, guy.
I'm busy shooting a TV show on the other side, and then I was like, let me pop through. So this is actually my TV show spec.
Nice.
I do like it.
Looks nice on you.
Yeah, thanks, Chum.
Very nice on you. How are you, bud?
You were staring at me. So off air, PH was staring at me here on this monitor screen. He was seeing what you are seeing now, but looking into my eyes through the TV screen. Because he knew if he looks direct, I'm taking him down. We are gay.
Wow. Why
is not gay if it's on a screen?
Yo, a lot has been happening.
Where do we start?
There's a lot that happened this past week. Happy Women's Month.
Look at this.
Anyways.
Happy Women's Month. Happy Women's Month to all the ladies.
Yes, out there.
The Women's Month. I don't know if it slapped for the ladies, but what I did see going on in Women's Month
is that. How do you mention slap and ladies on Women's Month?
No, it slapped.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a colloquial slang term. I mean, Jesus, bitch. I saw Uzintle had Z Fest.
Yeah.
That thing was.
Look, there was
cracking,
crazy
bro.
Amount of shows this past weekend as Shekinah had Rose Fest.
Rose Fest as well, yes, I saw
Botanical
IG,
Gardens.
Shout out Shekinah.
Shout out Shekinah. Zintle had Z Nation Fest. That was also packed. Nazareth, shout out. Then there was Anthony Hamilton and Joel Thomas.
At Wanderers. Yes, packed. Couldn't get into my building. It was packed.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they shut the roads down.
Oh, okay, hectic. Yeah, that was also packed. And there was also other shows, but I mean, those were the notable ones.
And I liked it.
What did Elaine do? Oh, yeah. Wasn't that a pop-up? Yeah, okay. Well, I mean, we're talking concerts here, boss.
Who's this?
No, no. Shout out to Elaine. She had a pop-up for Women's Day, like a studio.
Oh, manje wena uthi I had no concert.
No, mina ngicabanga ukuthi ikhuluma ngama concert.
Kanini wena mfana? Yazi abantu bakhulela amashebini. Sorry, ladies.
There was like $15-$20 there.
What was it? Like a free studio session?
Pop-up studio. Pop-up yoga, you know, they did yoga. A wellness thing and music.
Yeah.
You know? So, yeah. Anyways, shout out to her as well. Shout out to everyone who put initiatives. But the most important thing is the four women that, the Abo Lilian Ngoyi and who are the other four women that actually, with the reason why we celebrate
Women's Day.
Women's
of course.
Day, yes. And the 20,000s. Yeah, and the 20,000s of women who marched, you know. So
100%.
That's the most important reason. But anyways, before that, a whole lot of fuckery happened.
A whole lot of fuckery. Oh, wait, before that. Sorry. Happy birthday to my son. Happy birthday to my son, Ethan. Yes. He turned 16 on the 5th of August.
So
I gifted him
Rex.
Rex, right?
Rex. Look how sick shots he had. Rex.
I give it to him, Rex. But if people started taking SARS. So, for the purposes of this show, those Rex I gifted him.
It's fake.
It was the salaries for the bouncers.
Oh.
Yeah. I was like, hold here. Give it back.
No, I got you.
Shout out my boy. He's 16. Happy birthday.
Cool and Rana. And don't be a heartbreaker like this guy.
I know he won't. He's too soft, that one. Maybe the little one. The middle one also is giving signs.
You've got beautiful kids.
But the little one is definitely a psychopath.
Your lighties are your lookers.
Yes, and the big one is not a misogynist like his father.
Like his father.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, it skips a generation.
Got you.
It skips a lighty. That's why I tried to make as many as possible so one would land.
Half the streets.
Yeah, what can we do?
It's shady out there.
Yes, thanks, friend. My kids are Mfana,
beautiful. Mfana, regulate.
But to Buzzos regulator. You know, guys, there was a tweet a long time ago, or a statement. I don't know who was the first to say it, but many people have said it since. They said we need to increase the cost of podcast equipment. Because fucking everybody's starting a podcast, right?
Sure.
And I didn't agree with it then. I still don't agree with it. I think that podcasts have created a platform.
Yes.
That you can, a platform that you can make your own from anywhere. So when you can have a podcast in your bedroom,
sure,
podcasting about your own life, you can vlog that shit. The internet has freed all of us. Yes. Shout out Ricky Rick.
Yeah.
The internet is there. Right?
My two, okay, carry on, carry on.
But, so I didn't agree with that thing. I thought it was funny though, sure, right? But there's something that I think we don't think about in terms of podcasts, especially in South Africa. If you look at what the Americans do and how the Americans do it, there's a lot of podcasts that started similar to how many of our bigger podcasts started.
Yeah.
And that is just a brewer and he's like, I'm starting something and the shit goes viral and it's big. Sometimes it's controversial. A lot of the time they'll push the envelope, but it bangs, right?
Sure.
Something like Call Her Daddy. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? When Alex started that podcast, it wasn't a serious thing. Now it's a fucking behemoth. You know what I'm saying? Even Joe Rogan, when he speaks about how long he was podcasting before he blew up, he's like, yo, me, I just started doing this thing because I went to an interview at that other Brewers one.
Sure.
And I was like, fuck, this is dope. I'm going to do it. And I was just having conversations with people I wanted to talk to.
Mm-hmm.
So it's nice that you can take a platform, make it your own, and you can make something of it. You make some money, you get the numbers, you get big, you get famous. Fantastic. Sure. Let us not stifle people from doing that.
Got you.
Kodwa-ke, those people all seem to have some sort of media training of some sort.
Yes.
Because those of us who come from radio will tell you that we used to have this regulator called the BCCSA.
Mm-hmm.
And if you did any form of training and in your years on the radio, you learn that there is a way to articulate oneself.
Big brother, I was watching.
That's it. Even when you are being controversial.
Sure.
But it's important to have that grounding because ungapeta. And then my better,
usubetile,
and you can't get it back.
Yes.
So mina angboni uguti. If we're recording, PH and I are recording this now. Full disclosure, it's Tuesday.
Sure.
We record this thing now. Once we're done recording, Wandy sits there in the back. He chops it. You understand? In case I say some dumb shit,
sure,
like
half the time,
we just edited out what I said.
I usually say, hey. Cut
you
that
see?
In. Yeah, yeah.
We cut it out because sometimes when you're speaking freely like I am now, you're going to say some dumb shit. Donald Trump even does it.
Sure.
But you mean to tell me the thing was recorded, it was packaged, it was ready to be released, and nobody, not the guys hosting, not Wandy Wabo, not Marvin Wabo, not Ketsi Wabo, said, hey guys, let's chop this one out. Mm. This one is going to offend some people.
Sure.
That never happened. So either they don't know, meaning they're ignorant to the fact that they fucked up.
Sure.
Or alternatively, they don't care. And I refuse to believe that they don't care. Because their platform is too precious to lose.
I want to park for 2 seconds, right? And I want to read something with what you were talking about responsibilities. I'll make sure that the screen grabs go up. But it's from someone who was on radio before. They're in Dubai now. But, you know, in fact, Speech in Zwambi. He used to be on Umhlobo
Wenene. Okay.
He used to do daytime. And he was basically saying, it's quite a bit, so please excuse me. I'm only catching up on SA News today and following up the chats of the podcast. I've been saying these podcasts will be the end of many. This is why it is important for broadcasters to get formal training. Not every voice deserves a platform. The minute you have a microphone, you have you hold a certain level of responsibility to society. Your views matter. So essentially what you were talking about now, right? Because some people are going to consume that information and 100%. Think that it's Bible.
It's the same people that watch you every week.
Yeah. You know, your views matter. You have to be flexible to all societal prejudices and biases, right? Mm. I am, however, interested to know what regulation body holds a non-liner platforms accountable for their content in South Africa. Surely not the BCCSA, right?
There we go.
Yeah, surely not the BCCSA, right? The rage baiting in a bid to secure prominence and viewership is insane. You touched on that, 100%. Right?
We've touched on it many times.
As a trained broadcaster, I was taught that every word spoken to the public behind the microphone carries weight, exactly with what you just said now. There are ethics, checks, and consequences, or at least they used to be. But in today's digital sprawl, podcasts have become the Wild West of information sharing, unfiltered, unsupervised, and more worryingly, unaccountable.
Mm.
Exactly with what I'm echoing what you said.
Yes, and I love that I didn't know this information until PH read it, but me and that brewer were thinking the same thing.
Right?
I didn't plagiarize you, but
don't get me wrong. I respect the power of storytelling and democratized voices. Sorry if I'm reading that wrong. Podcasts have opened up a space for many who were locked out of traditional media. Again, you touched on that. But herein lies the danger. When platforms built on opinion begin to masquerade as fact, especially without editorial oversight, again, what you just said, or any form of professional scrutiny, they become a threat to informed citizenship and national coherence. I'm almost done. A podcast host with no journalistic training can now shape public sentiment with nothing but a microphone and Wi-Fi connection. Kupulana ma price. In a country like ours, still trying to reclaim its identity, heal from racial trauma, and rebuild public trust, this kind of influence, when unchecked, becomes a breeding ground for misinformation, populist rage, and cultural regression. National renaissance cannot thrive where distortion is louder than the truth. Oof.
Damn.
I'll read that again. Mm. National renaissance cannot thrive where distortion is louder than the truth, right? Almost done. I think two more pages, sorry. Without verification of sources, fact-checking, or any sense of broadcasting responsibility, a podcast episode can dismantle years of progress.
Mm.
Again, very true. It can frame individuals as...
It's exactly what it did, actually.
Yeah. Mm. It can frame individuals as villains without recourse, reduce complex stories to convenient sound bites. Hey, this guy's
damn
moving. And stoke division under the guise of authentic conversation.
Mm.
Your eye is moving. We cannot call that freedom of expression without also calling it what it is sometimes, which is reckless, right? The role of a broadcaster has always been more than just pressing record. It's about discernment, responsibility, and reverence for public mind. Until podcasts are held to the same scrutiny, we risk misplacing journalism with glorified gossip and trading national progress for performative outrage.
Mm.
End. Speech, Zwambi, my man. I think he summed it up.
Like,
yeah,
bega,
yeah, we beg him.
Why coca, why bega, why bega.
English
why aina, why coca, why bega, man.
English teacher ka speech, hi. Woo!
Yeah, no, he killed it.
For someone who was broadcasting on Mhlobo and a Xhosa radio station, yo, it was long.
Yeah,
delicious.
But you see, that training, that experience,
100%.
There's just no substitute for it. Now, that's not to say, Uguti, you need to be a certain age or have been on radio for a certain time. No, it's very simple media training, right? And when everybody came out, like, obviously, we know what the boys said. They made some derogatory comments about colored people and being incestuous. And Uguti, they are crazy, right? And then Bahlega, and they all kind of agreed with each other. Mm. It was a fuck up, right? The DA came out through their federal chairperson, Ivan Meyer. He condemned the comments as an assault on the dignity of a community. And he accused them of fueling division and undermining constitutional values. Why beg Ubafo, right? Then the backlash, obviously, once the clip went viral, I saw a whole lot of colored people tweeting TikTok videos, etc. One guy, actually, I think his name is Grant. Like he had, I retweeted his take on the thing because I think he just had like a level-headed approach. And he said a lot of the similar things that Bri is saying. Obviously, we know that Gayton McKenzie, came out condemning the boys. The DA reported the matter to the South African Human Rights Commission, so they came for them. Mm-hmm. They wanted to be heard in the Equality Court. PA came out and said, get all the lawyers on it. I want the lawyers on it now.
Awkward.
Right? So Mark Lotring responded with sharp satire. He said, as someone who is mentally slow and who sleeps with his cousins, I've actually done rather well for myself. And Nochal, without hosting a podcast, shame. Obviously, he's a comedian.
Yeah,
he was trying to, you know.
Set time to
I actually had a phone call from my cousin today that I haven't seen for long. She was asking me about the Open Chats podcast because I was trending on briefly.co.za.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They wrote an article about me saying that Waras,
what is it? What?
I'll sort them out. Right? Or I think the other one I saw, because they've since edited that article, because my cousin sent me.
Choke me for a nice face, eh?
I'm very cute, man. There's no two ways about it.
Modla.
Born.
No, I must manage.
Look at the sun, how it's hitting
no,
me
I must
in
manage
that photo.
No, I must manage,
yeah.
Chief. Yeah.
They used the same photo for me for everything. They wrote about me saying something about Mkwanazi. They wrote about me giving my kid 10K or Rex. They wrote about me for this Open Chats thing. But again,
Who works at Briefly?
I don't know who the fuck Briefly is, clearly, but I sent him a shout.
It was clearly Brief.
They're briefing me.
It was Brief, that thing.
I mean, on the Mkwanazi thing, angisakhumbuli, but anyway, they ran with it.
Sure.
My kids won, like I said, that's the money for the bouncers. So it was salaries, money.
Asnamali.
And on this one, I never said I'm going to deal with them.
Sure.
I never said I'll sort them out. I spoke to somebody who is like their senior, right? Gotcha. Somebody who's quite senior in their organization. And he's my bra, many years. We both come from a broadcast background. And I said, hey, bro, what's the story here? Somebody needs to come on here and just set the kids right, you understand? Sure. But not to moor them or cancel their podcast or whatever.
It's a teachable opportunity.
It's a teachable opportunity where someone needs to come and still be stern. I'm not saying come there and be their friend because, you know, colored people will come for me.
Yeah.
But it's to say, you guys are wrong for this and this and this reason.
Yeah.
I feel like they didn't know that they were wrong. And that's where you have to ask yourself now, like, did these people do this because they were stupid?
Sure.
Did this episode get recorded, edited, and air a day or two later?
Sure.
Right? After being viewed by a whole team of people and nobody realized that this is a fuck up. Because they wouldn't want the smoke. That's what I'm saying. They didn't know there's going to be smoke.
I think, you know, our biggest challenges, right? Some of the dual or even trio podcasts or where there's multiple multiple heads in a conversation.
Yeah,
where there's a voices. Microphone, right?
Yeah.
There's microphone and cameras, and it's we forget that this is happening, and it's conversations that actually people have in real life, right?
Yeah.
And that becomes a bit of a challenge where now those are put on platforms that have, you know, healthy numbers.
Mm.
And then that becomes a consumable piece of content where it's like, oh, shit, you know? I was thinking it. They said it. You know,
vibe, yes. Yeah. Look, I'm the proponent of that.
Sure.
You know me, how I speak in real life. And I said that on another podcast. In every interview that I do, I generally speak what I think.
Sure.
You understand? But I don't give it in the raw, unfiltered version.
Mm.
You have to articulate yourself somehow.
Yeah.
You might still want to tell the story.
In a
particular, you understand?
Yeah.
I had a colored girlfriend who was crazy. In my opinion, she was my girlfriend. Do you understand what I'm saying? I could say that about my black girlfriend or my white girlfriend.
Sure.
Because guys will generally say, yeah, man. What did Oak say when you say, why did you break up with that hun?
She was crazy.
She was crazy.
Yeah.
You understand? So I can say I had a colored girlfriend who was crazy.
Sure.
I can't say I don't date colored girls. They're all crazy.
Yeah.
You cannot say that.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You also can't assume or presume that people are incestuous because then it's like, was none.
Yes.
You cannot be making statements like that.
100%.
And that's why I say in the review of this tape, someone could have pointed that out, but didn't, right?
Yeah.
Then Caton McKenzie, our Minister of Sports, Arts and Culture, right?
Sure.
He obviously, again, he went straight to his phone and he recorded that video. Now, on one hand, I love that about him. I love that he tweets from his own account.
Sure.
I love that he records in real time. And I love that he's trying to engage with an audience without a filter between him and them. But that can also be dangerous. I think in the last 2 months, since the Mkhwanazi revelations, and we spoke about this when we spoke about Mkhwanazi on the show, everyone that was accused, for example, what did they do? They rushed to do interviews to explain themselves where every single one of them just fucked it up worse.
Should have just shut
you
the fuck
there,
up.
You get there, journalist and I been kappa my journalist for an exclusive interview because, by the way, I'm launching a site that's been dormant for a year. And by the way, I'm not owning it. I'm giving it to other people. And by the way, and I'm like, yo, by the way.
By the way, I'm digging myself a
big hole. You see, didn't work out. Okay, to be removed from his position.
Got you.
Other one, they're like, why did they call you when the police were raiding a home? No, he didn't call me. His friend called me to say his friend is raiding.
Mm.
And I'm like, remember that Five Skippers guy?
Yeah.
Like, everybody just turned into Steve Compella, boy. Like, what is going on? Right?
Yeah.
Because, again, there's no one.
Media
it's like there's no media training. There's no professional person who is saying, before we release this statement, let us do it like this. But anyway, the intent was good. He wanted to come out as a party leader and as a representative of, in his opinion, a certain demographic of people.
Sure.
And he was saying, hey, we're going to do something about this.
Sure.
Right? Now, I didn't agree with what they planned to do because I actually do not feel like these boys' lives need to be completely ruined. I also don't feel like they need to just be let go, slap on the wrist.
Well,
that's
look,
the thing.
Look, the one platform that did let them go, I think, is bound to the PCC essays of this world.
Yes, that so one. That one. I can,
and it's corporatized.
But should they lose their whole podcast?
Oh, damn.
You understand? Who's that? Open Chats.
Hey, so I'm live on the show. Just
tell recording. Them the payment's not in, so we're going to keep talking the until they fucking send that money. I'm going to get I haven't got a notification.
No worries. Okay, cool. We'll chat later. Bye-bye. Hey?
No, but no, I got the deposit.
I'm going to tell you about because we're actually so we've got a rule on the Wandy, show.
Just show me.
We've got a rule on the show where if you have a call,
I bought
that comes
this jacket
in,
with the deposit I received. But now we haven't received the rest of the payment. Ask go back, I'm going to call them. The money's not in, you brewers.
No, I can't put you on speaker. I'm supposed to put you on speaker, but.
How's it gated? New to betting? EasyBets.co.za makes it simple, fun, and exciting, even if it's your first time. Sign up now and score 50 Rand sign-up bonus, no deposit needed. Just use the promo code SHADYPH and it's yours instantly. Looking for more? Your first deposit gets you 150% bonus up to 1,500 Rand. That's more to play with and bigger chances to win. But wait, there's more. EasyBets will match your first bet up to 500 Rand, so you're getting extra play without extra spend. And even if luck's not on your side, they give back 15% of your losing bets every week. Now that's backing real players. And the best part, there's even more waiting when you join. So head on over to easybets.co.za now and check it out for yourself. T's and C's apply. EasyBet Group Pty Limited is licensed and regulated by the Western Cape Gambling and Racing Board. No persons under the age of 18 may gamble, and winners know when to stop. Just blown for me, I'm getting another call. Mtitiel. It's Mkwanazi, bro.
Mkwanazi. My bad, guys.
Right.
Yeah.
So my thing is, I don't think that they should be completely cancelled. Yes. I don't think that they should be sued into oblivion. Trust me, they've already lost money. They've already lost their TSCV contract. So sure. Let's call it from an income perspective. Already the check is hit. They're feeling it. But I don't believe.
Is that the case though?
Well, if their DSTV thing is cancelled, you must know a check is running there.
Yeah.
But you understand? If any sponsors were affiliated with them before they said that shit, you can bet they're going to run after they said that shit. Sure. So let's say sponsors are gone, your TV platform is gone.
Can I tell you, can I come from a counter...
And they only have one mic they have to share for the next episode. What?
I just think the challenge here is that they most probably won't lose any social clout. They'll actually gain, right? I don't want to say we're a forgetful country, but there's other things that happen post.
Yes,
right?
100%,
so it'll be a talking point for that week. Agents don't post whatever. Then you know after
let it subside. Yeah, look, and that's the nature of social media.
Yeah,
attacks.
That's where we've found ourselves now. So for me, it's just like there needs to be a foundational teaching point, right? Mm. That you can't proceed like this, or if you do think that you can, if you want to project your voice in a certain manner, know the responsibility that you carry.
Yeah.
And I think for me, that's the one thing I want to highlight is that you obviously said, hey, they recorded, edited, cut, whatnot, and posted.
Yes, it like, went through a process. It didn't just go live to
like,
tape.
How?
Yeah.
God, have we lost what quality control is? Like, again, it's like, hey, yeah, no. You know?
Gwenzagalan.
Because
and remember, PH, at that stage of the game, where you've got that many subscribers and your podcast is that big, right? And you're making money. Bro, you got a team of some sort of credibility.
You've got a sales department.
Yes,
that
you've
you
got
need
a
to...
team that I would like to believe is at least a little bit credible in terms of they should know, you understand?
100%,
And I'm not shitting on them. I'm just saying, angiboni mean. And now this is the consequences of not having those things in place.
And I think for future and for anyone else, you know, not anyone else, but like,
no, everyone with the podcast should be responsible. There's something you mentioned in your when you were reading that guy's thing, is how it's become like a shortcut to numbers.
Yeah.
Where you're like, hey, let me just interview fucking prostitutes and then we talk about the most disgusting, depraved thing we possibly can.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Because there's no and this is the the thing about quality, right? Mm. And I think we find it in many industries. We joke about it in DJing, but it's like, people wake up today and tomorrow they'd want to do this. Yes, we're not trying to block talent, but like when you get to a certain place or certain establishment where you can't read a crowd, you're limited to the songs that you've downloaded on WhatsApp.
That's it. You come and you play all the hits. You fuck up the sound,
you fuck up the rest of the night. After you. Do you get what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So there's no etiquette when it comes to that. Mm. Same applies to, I guess, what we're talking about now, is to say that there's some level of etiquette that you need to uphold.
Yeah, and right? Respect the industry that and you're respect, in. You want to be here, but it's like, are you doing the work necessary to be here?
Sure.
You understand? Look, I, he was, like in our discussion, we were saying, do I want to come on the Open Chats podcast? Sure. You understand? And I felt like I'm not the guy.
Sure.
You understand? Because I already made some statements previously that angered that community. So I was like, I don't know if I'm the guy. But genuinely speaking, I wanted to go there, or if I went there, I felt like somebody, it doesn't have to be me, needs to go there to teach them that, yo, this is a fuck up for these reasons. And then they need to own it. A lot of people also felt like their apology was not sincere.
Aish, that was
a lot of people
challenge.
Also felt like that exact thing. Ah, let's lie low for 2 weeks. He's on Lula. It's going to give us crazy numbers. Sure. You understand? And I don't know if that's what they were thinking, but I fucking hope not.
Imagine being the, I don't want to call him the main bra, but the more popular face.
Open, not yet.
Oh, wow. There's the other bra. I think his name is Sino. He wasn't on the show. Like, yo, Ndang, I'm sure, is just sitting there like, yo, Mama Auntie. He's like, oh, shit. Yo. Like, he's obviously had some wild statements. Mm. Like, I've seen clips
but
of that
that's
show.
That's further proof. You know, there's been other wild statements. Yeah. And honestly, guys, that if you watch the podcast in context, not just that clip,
yes,
you realize that these guys, they're like on a roll, bro. Yeah, they're like, have fun with it. You understand? And we all know those chats, bro. Those like, lights, you'll be standing around with your brews, and then you'll be like, yo, dog. Yeah. And you're like, did you hit that one? I hit that one. You understand?
Yeah.
It was like, no, by the time I looked, that chicken already left, so I just left with the guy. I'm gay now. What? You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, they have, and with their audience, right? And I say this with, they have their audience, and they have relatable content. I just think it's unfortunate. Not unfortunate, yeah, sorry.
95% of their content is relatable.
Yeah.
Let's call it that 5% that's a problem.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes it can be a problem and you can get away with it. Yeah, sometimes you can be super, take it from me. You can be super controversial and you'll be fine.
Sure.
You'll get bookings to do speeches. Mm. You understand? But other times, you won't be fine.
And you have political parties on your ass.
Yes.
And bringing
and
out,
one such time.
Yeah. Ziyakhala.
One of the problems is that everybody has a past.
Sure.
So, you know, the Honorable Minister Gayton McKenzie decided to weigh in, as I say, personally from his own account.
Belasio.
And he ran us through what the next steps will be from the PA.
Sure.
When he did so, it launched a separate, well, I don't want to call it an attack, but investigation into his past and some of the things that he has said in the past, which now brought up tweets from like 2013, 2012, like Andalanje, 2011, 14, 15
Look,
years ago.
I don't want to defend that time. Ne?
What? No, I don't want to defend it either. I'm just saying, this is what happened.
In Twitter.
Yes.
That period in Twitter.
You see now.
My brother. Wow.
Before it was X, when it was Twitter. That time, it was new to us.
You could say whatever.
I used to say some stuff, bro. On that place. Wow. You understand? I never used any racial slurs, but I used to say some shit that got me into major cuck, right? The article is still online. You're welcome to go check it out. I referred to women as slut bags.
Oh my
God. I tweeted it, and I think I actually accompanied it with a photo, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah. But yeah, somewhere around that time, like I think minus 2014.
Sure.
Hey, bro. I was hauled in front of the PCCSA because I obviously tweeted it and I spoke about it
on
the radio.
Yeah.
But when I was there at the hearing, right, they were like, no, he didn't just say it on the radio.
He backed it up.
He tweeted that shit from this account. Oh my God. And I was like, fuck, I did tweet that shit from that account. You understand? Now I was feeling like a boost because I was like, who have I offended? And the shit went super viral because women were saying, this one objectifies women. He's a womanizer. He's talking shit about women. You understand? Mm. I had to apologize. I like did my thing. You know what I'm saying? The PCCSA thing didn't hold up because technically it was a made up word. But I learned from that experience that you can't just say what the fuck.
Msuneri
has happened in the past.
Sure.
Sawubona khona ukuthi, hey, this thing can happen. But when it comes to racial slurs globally, African Americans are very sensitive about the word nigger and about the word colored, right?
Yeah.
We call each other our niggers.
Yeah.
But if a white person repeats that thing, Gyaliwa. Tyler went from South Africa to Breakfast Club,
yes,
or whatever interview she was doing. And they said, you're doing it for black girls or whatever. And she was like, I'm not black, I'm colored.
Yeah.
And they were like, whoa. Yeah. Because ngale, that's an offensive word. Ngapage, there is no word more offensive than the K words.
Sure.
In fact, I never block people on Twitter. You can engage with me and you can say whatever you want. You can swear at me. You can say the most insulting thing. You can have the worst opinion of life. Except, I don't care what you say. If you say the K word, I block and I report you immediately. It's sure. God's truth. It's the only word I do not tolerate under any circumstances.
Sure.
Even if you're trying to make a point.
Yeah.
Now, I remember when Ronaldo Host did it and he was trying to make a point to say, in the context of the Kill the Boer song, how would you feel if I made a song that says this? I see that context, but maybe you could have gone about it he understood. Wapuma nge statement wathi no, ngiya understand ukuthi into engiyenzile yama kanjani, abantu bayizwe kanjani, whatever, right? But we understand that in that time why the man was cancelled, right?
Cool. Yes.
The minister, people have been calling him out, saying, but when that guy did it, when you said we must cancel him.
Yes.
So when a mouse fire, we context yako, okay, why should we not cancel you? And he's since come out. I got it from the beginning, I must be honest. Bro, so many people have tweeted me and say, what do you have to say? What do you have to say about your bra? What do you have to say? Mm-hmm. I really don't have anything to say on social media because there's also certain topics that you don't even want to weigh in on.
Yeah, yeah.
280 characters or whatever Twitter allows you is not enough for you to articulate yourself. Sure.
And text doesn't have
to. No. You'd have to set aside 48 hours for you to engage with every single person to get your point across, and the message gets lost because it's tweet by tweet.
100%.
And all I would like to say, or all I was going to say, is actually what he came out and said, similar to what I was saying about the podcast. You read what that man, the way we're begging a con, we beg a guy.
Sure.
Similar to what that colored guy retweeted had to say about the whole colored, the derogatory comments made about colored people. He put it pretty well. I retweeted it. That's what I have to say. I think his viewpoint was good.
Yeah.
And when the minister came out saying what he said, that's what I was going to say. Whether people were going to like what I said or not, angaz. But he was saying, at the time, I was including myself in the people I was speaking about when referring to them as the K word. Being isbala nam. I was saying, uguti. They are using smarter words to refer to us as the K word.
Sure.
I get that.
Sure.
I also was around in that time when Zara was open, when they had Rivonia on deck, when they were driving around in drop top Aston Martins and spraying girls with champagne, when they were eating sushi off girls.
In Cape Town.
Bro, these guys were like the anti- follow the rules. They were rebels.
Yeah.
And they would say a lot of disgusting wild stuff, shit, especially on Twitter. Yeah. Besides racial stuff, Asbegasidine. They would say stuff like about women's genitalia and men's genitalia. You know, when someone is just crude about the stuff they say, almost to get a reaction. They were actually open chats of 2013.
No, listen.
I'll take that back. Yeah. I'd like to disregard that last statement.
Please.
No, man. I'm saying, look, they were almost chasing controversy. They didn't care what people had to say about them. And they were like, yo, this is who we are. Fuck everyone type of attitude.
Yeah.
So, at that time, this was a different man, is my point. Yeah. If we go 10 years prior to that, the man was in jail. You understand? Sure. And if we go 10 years prior to that, he was a fucking armed robber.
Sure.
People evolve, people change. And we've seen many instances of this all over the world. They've done it to many celebrities where they pull up your old tweets and then you've got to answer for them in the present day. It's very difficult.
It's crazy because at the time, Twitter was unhinged, right? Twitter was unhinged, or social media, in fact, and I don't want to say free speech, but like how you commented on stuff was like, oh, that's so, you know?
Yes.
Or instead of saying weird, it was so free to say, oh, bro, that's...
fucked up.
Oh, not even fucked up. Like, you know, I was gay.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Whatever. There was crazy, like, your mama jokes. I just remember at that time it was so free and it was everyone.
Mm.
When I mean everyone was speaking like that. And it was just like,
it was normalized. Like the OG podcast. It was the unfiltered way, you know, to put your... Because sometimes Facebook would actually 100% flag you. You couldn't say such wild shit.
And the advancement of the world, obviously, we've now realized that certain things are
don't
known,
fly, yeah.
You know?
Since about 2016.
Yeah.
We've had a change in how we are allowed to articulate ourselves. Yes,
100%, right? And I'm for that. The world is changing. The world is forever evolving. And there's certain things that we need to adapt to. However, there's certain premises or foundations that we also need to adapt to, right? And so at the time, it was normalized. Now, you know, not so much.
Yeah.
And are those things answerable?
In 2025? I would actually, you know, what I'd like to see, again, you know, from a context perspective, let's say, for example, we take the tweet.
Wait, wait, sorry. I don't want this to be taken out of context, though. Racial slurs are still racial slurs, right?
They've always been.
Yeah. So let us not say that that time.
Yeah, it was okay to say. No, you took the words out of my mouth. Yeah.
It was still fucked up.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, what for?
And same applies to anything that was derogatory, you know? So much so, I think it becomes very tricky upholding people's comments back then when they knew less or when at that time it was normalized. But again, in the same breath, it is still wrong.
It's wrong, you know? Because
the marker for hate speech is
the marker for hate speech.
Yes.
And that word was deemed hate speech
back then,
long time ago.
Back then.
In 1994-5, Arthur Mafokate had a song and an album.
Oh, yeah,
Don't Call Me the K Word,
yes.
Right? And it was a fucking hit. And I remember in Freyhate, in Flippin', maybe when I was like 10 or 12 years old, that all came to Freyhate, you know, on those tours they used to do, or those numbers, type of thing. Did crazy numbers at Cecil Emmett's, the stadium there in Freyhate, singing that fucking song. And people would sing along, hey, don't call me. You understand?
Yeah.
Now, I don't know if Arthur could do that now to FNB Stadium as an appearance at Casper's fill-up event. You know, it's not going to work.
Sure.
But it was hate speech. The word itself and the context in which the word is used, it qualifies as hate speech, right? And I think that what we're going to need to decide, it's almost like it's a precedent will be set, regardless of what the president... Remember, the president hired this man and he's got the power to fire this man. The backlash, all of the online chatter, whatever it is, his statements on the matter... I believe him. I believe that the context in which he said it at the time, he felt it was okay. Again, is it a teachable moment to say, check here, this thing is actually not okay in any context whatsoever?
Whatsoever, 100%,
is it a teachable moment to say, okay, at the time, because begayibeka kanje, kushuthi, ukuya phambili, this is how it's going to work. I was going to say it would be interesting to see if we could open that tweet, because so far it's only been shared in the form of screenshots. You know, the comments underneath the tweet.
Oh, yeah.
How were people responding to his use of that word in that sentence that time? And how are people responding to it now?
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Because you can't just say that at the point at which he was sworn in as a minister, those tweets were there, boss. You understand? How far back are we going to go to cancel him? You know what I mean? And I don't want the intention with which he made his original video to be lost in, but what about youism?
Because the man was saying,
this chat was about statements that were made about colored people that we believe need to be corrected, needs to be consequences for, etc. Like I said, I don't agree with the harshness of the consequence. I don't think those should go to jail. But I also don't believe they should get a slap on the wrist. I do believe that there needs to be recourse. They've already lost endorsements and sponsorships. They've already lost a television partnership. Like, they've been hit on that side. Now we can hit them on the other side, but let's hit them properly. Because in South Africa, guys, as a young person, you don't just sneeze at building a podcast with hundreds of thousands of subscribers on YouTube that you can earn a living from and you can create a platform for others to understand, to also apply their talents. That's not something we should just throw away, Jay. Yes, we should correct them. We should course correct. But yeah, we've now lost the message of the course correction completely, or whatever it is that the PA wanted to do, because we have now parked that chat to have this chat.
Got you.
Let's deal with the matters separately. Let's not stop the other one because now we're starting a new one.
Yeah.
You see, because what about you? Ungazos chela type of thing.
Okay, but I think I'm qualified to be arts and culture minister.
When?
Yeah.
Why? Are you an ex-criminal?
Oh.
Well, what do you mean?
Maybe I've been in the...
Oh, yeah, you went to a white school. You've probably also got some K-word tweets, eh? In the locker room, eh, PH?
No.
It's like, yo, bro, what about the K's? Yo, bro.
Yo, bro. You're the better black, eh?
Who's the better black?
You're the better black.
I black mean, people are a problem,
No, I just got to...
You know, I grew up, I was listening to Sizwe. Sizwe Dlomo had some choice words on the matter. In fact, I've never seen Sizwe come out and fervently...
Angry.
Yeah, he's angry, bro. I listened to his clip on their website where they were chatting about it. And I like how he also framed Uguti, what that word means, because it's another thing that I think, you know, everyone needs to understand what the word means, especially to black people. A lot of people have a personal hatred for that word for a personal reason.
What it stands for, yeah.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And I think when he articulated that point, I think he did so very well. He's been extremely vocal about the fact that he feels the minister should step down or be fired or whatever the case is, you know. So the chat has already reached like Wonkama platform, yeah, bro. And it's being dissected and it's being spoken about. And I've heard of varying views on it on all the various radio stations. But I grew up in Freya, dog.
Sure.
That word was very common in Freya. It wasn't a word that you heard sometimes. To be honest, I haven't heard it for years.
Sure.
Right? I've been around white people. I've been around colored people.
You don't hear
They use the word before. You understand? That was their go-to word.
Yeah.
So when you think about it and say, what does this word mean to people? Because we are discussing it in 2025, the impact is going to have a 2025 related effect. You can't say, but it meant something different back then. Because as I say, in Freyheit, the word was just spoken. And if you are 12 years old and you grow up in Freyheit and people are using that word, bro, I won't lie, it doesn't faze you. You understand? But do it to Waras in 2025,
Zonia,
who's since educated, he's learned a lot. You understand? You can't be using that word.
No, let's wrap it up. But all I'm saying is, I'm a sportsman. Yeah? I swam provincially, played water polo provincially and nationally. Okay.
Yes, you did.
Telkom paid me to swim.
Swam.
Yes.
Water polo and rugby. The man is white.
Yeah. Oh wow. I've done high rocks twice now.
Yeah.
Last week,
manje, yeah.
Two high rocks in the bag.
Our bag.
Nga kichima. Nga kichima. Se straten na se dance floor.
Yeah.
Nga pa gu side ya ma ads. Kating ma poshisa. Kating ma poshisa.
Kating ma kakisa.
Since 2008, kating ma poshisa. Yeah? So ads, yini culture. I play chess. Okay, no, hi.
It's arts, sports, arts, and culture.
Maybe on the culture part. But I'm on the ground. Culture-wise,
before the
problem is political part.
Wait. Before this, remember Uguti, minister, he has been loaded quite a bit for doing a very good job.
Outrun the entire department, man, 100 meters. Calling you out. Calling the minister out. Let's go.
Let's go.
Race.
Let's do it.
100 meters.
What happened to his weight loss challenge?
Oh, he lost that, clearly. I'm joking.
You know what? I actually tweeted him when he was weighing himself. I said, Xe, let's leave this thing. Nah, he was Ozempic. Let's take a shortcut. I was born with a gorilla group.
Yeah, look, I think let's close it on that one. I think...
The country's on fire.
It's on fire, Chief.
Anyway, shout out briefly to Sierra.
Something else that's on fire, our people's genitalia.
So, listen, hey, guys, like, we're laughing about it, right?
It's not fun.
But it's not a funny thing. Like, there's been a serious uptick in
uptake,
STIs. Obviously, internationally, where all the shit comes from, they kind of have isolated the problem. But I think it's a universal one.
Sure.
In that people seem to just not give a fuck.
Yeah. Well, right? They clearly do give a lot of fucks.
No.
They clearly give a lot of fucks.
But the Africans jumped on the bandwagon and they made a joke of it. I will tell you if you to the kids. We want it.
Studies show that in every two people, three of them have regular boring gonorrhea. That is why we are introducing Super Gonorrhea. Now with an even stinking, suffocating odor that is ammonium-like. And the discharge is
even getting greener.
Ooh, Super Gonorrhea. The itch will be itching. Super Gonorrhea. Now in Nairobi, Naivasha and Nakuru. That is where it is. Mombasa coming soon. Oh, it's already there. Super Gonorrhea. Itch like you never itched before.
Yeah, bro. Those fun. Fucking Kenyans, dog.
Ah, Hey,
bro, that will get me cancelled in Kenya.
No, we haven't even gone to the east. That
will get me cancelled in Kensington.
Bro, yeah, so it's a common problem, and I think to bring it back home.
Yeah.
You know,
look, it's not about Kenya. We're not discussing Kenya. Yeah, I was just joking. Sorry, just Kenyans.
So in light of obviously what you've just mentioned now that you were saying that in Europe, it's become a...
Yeah, so essentially, like the TikTok that I saw, right, was saying that... Obviously, you know, we've got a party culture, clubbing culture. At certain times of the year, everybody migrates Euro to summer. These party capitals. Yeah. Euro summer, it's on, right? But obviously, one of the, besides alcohol consumption, you've seen those videos of niggas buying 1,000 bottles and stupid shit.
Yeah.
Besides the drug culture, because sure.
Snowman.
You know, me and PH Cody, we're only looking for snows, huh? Winning Rome. The drug culture, the alcohol culture, there's also the culture of, you know, sexual promiscuity.
Sure.
Right? And that, a lot of the people that journey are traveling from, like, England. Mm. So they leave London or they leave England. They say, hey, whatever, Euro summer. They operate. There's a lot of prostitution that goes on. There's a lot of sharing of bodily fluids. Mabebuya, home. They then chow at home. And this thing is spreading at home. But it's like... It's one from outside that they're bringing in. So there used to be a lot more, I would say, educational. Certainly, this is my personal opinion because I noticed. I mean, in the earlier days of radio and stuff, yo, bro, it was at least once a month that we'd have somebody on to talk to about something sexual oriented.
Abo Love Life. Whatever Soul City was doing.
We'd have the Department of Health coming in. We'd
100%.
Have Soul City on TV.
100%.
We used to have a lot more stuff that was related
to sex education.
Mm-hmm. There's less of that now. Mm. And it's creating this thing where people are a lot more sexually free, but at the same time, they're also sexually irresponsible.
Sure.
We've also, like before when the big A was the big threat, you know, there are things now to manage HIV in the event that you have it, which is fantastic and it's great for people who are HIV positive, but there's also those people who see it as an opportunity to say, right.
Sure.
In America, if you look at like statistics on things like Planned Parenthood, right? If you're not ready to have a baby and you decide to terminate the pregnancy, fantastic, right? If that's your choice, your body, your choice. Sure. But if you're coming in to plan pregnancy six times a year, there's a problem. You need to deal with other stuff. How is it happening that you are getting pregnant six times and aborting the pregnancy six times? And when a lot of conservative commentators comment on it, people are saying, nah, ignore that shit because it's 2025. How dare you police women's bodies?
Yeah.
And it's like, no, this isn't a police women's bodies matter. This is a matter of there's a problem in society.
Sure.
In the same way, if STIs are on the rise and we're just not doing anything about it because we don't want to tell people how to live their lives, that video speaks to a strain of gonorrhea that is gonorrhea XDR.
Yeah.
You see, it's like that Pro TB Max that we have here. Chief.
Yeah.
Turbo charged.
Yeah.
The normal treatments, Yakona, are not working. So now you're going to have an itch or you're going to have a wart and you're going to be like, hey, shouting for security cure.
Sure. Hey, why let Vixen
like, bro,
spa,
like, I promise you, you know who you are. Zambak is not going to fix this one.
And Joe, just like the dangers, you know how... I think this is now guys and girls where it's a thing of like, no... You do that check, man, up and down.
Now, PH is like super emakai. Yeah, well, I'm checking, man. Because most of the time, carriers don't show visible signs of care. Yeah. Bro, even that, right? I remember that time we used to go with Dr. Elna, I think. We used to go and then we do a live broadcast in like Deep Sluit at a clinic, right? Sure. Hey, Mfanagit, there'd be these pamphlets, like maning in here, you know? You'd go to any government hospital, there was just pamphlets. Everywhere you looked, you were just surrounded by papers.
Yeah.
And the papers were like, do you have genital warts? Do you have this, this? They'd be in English, Afrikaans, Zulu, all the languages, right? I go to Joburg Gym, I go collect medication on a Wednesday once a month. Mfana, there's none of those pamphlets anymore.
Sure.
And the place is packed. And I feel like, we now live in, despite Operation Tutula's best efforts, we live in a diaspora. We are umzwilute Nairobi, kupi kupi.
Yeah.
Aban bangena, Mfana Gits.
Sure.
Bangena. People are, you know, it's not Eurosummer, it's not Eurosummer, but by a have.
Yeah.
And then thing is...
Afro winter, yeah.
This thing is now turning into 28 days later.
Sure.
You see, because people are picking up things that are not responding to treatments. And 100%. I think it's very worrying, obviously, because me and PH are still very active.
Bro, my biggest worry, amongst youth and whatnot, is you grow up in an era where there's not so much heavy sex education, right? Mm. Where again, I think the last time someone else who can hold me responsible asks me when was the last time you had unprotected sex is when I go to the doctor or when I go to like a medical aid.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I yi konje.
Or when last have you been tested? Like people ask that shit.
You know,
and I'm like. Hello.
What? You know, and I'm just like
Sean Bites.
Yeah, and it's actually worrisome that, you know, I've only listed three places that I can be held accountable in terms of my sex in terms of my cleanliness or responsibility when it comes to
sexual disclosure.
Yeah, or sexual disclosure if you want to call it. Apart from, unfortunately there isn't, but apart from the people that I'm having, you know, consistent sex with. And that's worrisome where it's like, Mfana-ish, we come from a background of Soul City, Soul Bodies.
Sure, I thought you were going to say, we come from a background of fair.
No, but a background.
Like, oh, this guy, bro.
A background of that thing was in your face.
Yeah,
we speak of Love Life games.
Scrutinize.
Yeah, scrutinize.
The scrutinized guy had a colored accent. Nobody complained.
There was choice condoms at school, There was choice condoms everywhere. And so it's just obviously worrisome that, and I think last year I saw that there is an increase in Johannesburg in HIV and AIDS, you know, and there's people who aren't going to be responsible in taking, you know, their PrEP or the, it's pre-exposure and what's the other one?
There's pre-exposure and post-exposure.
I don't know what it's called, but...
PEP.
You know, PEP and PrEP. Yeah, PEP and PrEP. Yeah.
PEP and PrEP.
Yeah, PEP and PrEP. And that it's actually not a bad thing, you know?
No, it's not. But that's the thing. It's almost like it's giving people like a safety net.
Yes.
You know? License to be irresponsible because you're like, but things are bakrend because things are veling bambi PEP.
Sure.
It's not to say ungai bambi PEP.
Sure.
But in your decision making, don't just think that PEP is going to save you alone.
Sure.
You know? Because it's creating a culture where not everyone is bumping the PEP.
Sure. I PEP lick dilang awe for 30 days. PrEP is the one at least you take before irresponsible behavior, you know? But I think there's quite a hefty cost to that thing. I don't know what it is.
Is it? Yeah. Oh, shit, I thought it's free.
Regardless, go out there. Man, I've heard of
get
girls.
Tested,
bro, I've heard of girls saying that they like latex intolerant. Like, get the... look, if you are, I understand. But understand also what comes with... understand what comes with that... with that shit.
What does that mean?
Bro, it's ukuthi I'm latex intolerant, therefore, nyobe, for free. Like,
mina ngizokutshela ukuthi angiyifuni super gonorrhea.
Kohla, uzothola super gonorrhea.
Angifuni SDR.
Eh, manje, busy kushow. Mfana, right?
Cabanga. Manje, uzothola umunye, mfana. Ngapha uya koropa.
Eh, Joe, you know? So, and then you've got a smell of funk. Bro, guys and girls, take care of your shit, man. Yeah. Like, shave. Test often, use protection as much as possible. You know, don't just resort to plan B.
100%.
Yeah,
and
you know?
Hey, man, we got summer, we got Mzansi summer coming up.
Mzansi summer
so
coming
now's
up.
The time. You know, when I'll only be entertaining people that come to me, bang, ting si test, yeah, boy, that's not older than 3 months. Just call me Bonnie Blue.
And Ungamita.
lapho
caba manje ukubhiza ukabza ukushaya keeping ngoma ka December no Thukzin
wena
uThukzin keeping ngoma ka December wena usekhaya no
sis ubamba itishu
let me hold the tissue but yeah man just let's you know let's firstly wrap it up but also just like be good when it comes to man. Our sexual orientations and how we go about
ukuqelemp
yeah what else. Oh, hold on. Okay, no, I'll do it when we close. This bra.
Oh, yeah.
A long, long time ago, can you feel me? Chicken and rice, Blacky Chan, chicken, please. 50 PM,
bro,
mate.
Bro,
Who the fuck did that, bro?
That is fucking hilarious, bro.
Anytime it looks like he's Chinese, dog. They're not even playing. They're not even gaping.
So, they are China Valley. Yes, there are Asian people like that, bro.
No.
Yes.
That are black.
Yes, like dark, very dark skin.
I bet you light-skinned Asians call them names.
But bro, do you know that some, like, especially in the other parts, man, like Russia, where
I've never seen
dollies look, they look Russian, but they also look Asian.
Yeah. They've got those features.
Yeah. Mm. So I think the further north you go, if I'm not mistaken.
Tibet vibes.
Yeah, you'll find.
It's Mongolian. I bet you it's Mongolia.
Yeah, possibly. Yeah. But you'll find people. With a skin, yes. With more melanin, if you want to call it, or
darker thing. I haven't seen that in Kanye East.
but how crazy Nagasaki. Bro makes and steals iPhones.
His dad didn't return after he went to buy some soy sauce.
Nigao. Like Nigao.
Bro call his friend dog and eats him.
Yeah. Oh, wow. That's hilarious. I saw another one that was just like deadly, bro. A wrong time ago.
You feel me? Can I tell you something, right?
I don't know
any Chinese people that sure. well. But I used Lucky to operate Chan. This other Chinese
Chica,
hand.
Please.
Chica, please. Chinese people
yeah.
get joked about a lot, right?
Yeah.
They're a race of people now.
Sorry, dog. What? 50 yen.
Instead of 50 cents. Chinese people get joked about a lot. And I've never actually come across a Chinese person who is like super offended about someone being racist towards them.
Sure. But
you know what I mean? No, I'm just an observation.
I think there've been many worldly jokes, right? But obviously, do they care to respond? I don't know.
It doesn't seem like
but
it.
But do you know how racist and tough they are towards black people in China?
That's why I was saying. Oh, I was saying that God. This dude probably gets it in China because they don't like black people.
Yeah. Fact. I've got a few friends, like not friends, but people or I know who are either teachers that side or have gone to seek work that side. And they're like, bro, in some places they're victimized. Like kids will be like, oh my God, what the hell is this? You know,
yes.
It's like you've never seen,
what the hell?
You know, a black man or skin tone of this nature. And then I think they, in some parts, they are wanted so much because there's the birth rate is so low that they will pay.
Yes.
Those dudes to smash.
To smash.
Like, yo, give me a baby. Yeah.
Give me something.
Let me hold the tissue. You know, let me hold that black tissue. You know, which is pretty crazy. So very, very.
Give me the gonorrhea.
Oh, give me the super gonorrhea.
Are you from Kenya?
Are you? Ah, Warwick.
The virus is in Kenya, bro. That shit is factual.
Hey. Please. Don't get us in trouble. All right. Not trying to be...
Where are you from?
Shady podcast, yeah. But yeah, behave, Alapo.
Yeah, no.
Behave.
Begazela, buff.
Yeah, please.
All right, Mbuzi's back.
Oh, is it?
Another week, yes. Mbuzi, are you there?
Yes, I'm there. I'm there. Hey yo, what's up everybody? Hey, no, you patula. Says you stash you. Anyway,
Here's today's WhatsApp leak. So tell me why my boy hits me up like, yo, I need a favor, bro. I'm dizzy. I'm thinking it's something small. Next thing, Mans wants me to shoot a whole birthday party. And the theme is music video. And that butt is slim, I wear that boy. I ask him what's the rate. He goes, rate, it's me, dog. Just pull up with your camera. Woo! Okay. Kuning, and we won.
Kuning, we won.
Please advise. Bye.
How? So, Mbuzi's got friends that shoot videos.
Which kind Mbuzi, of videos?
What's up? Which who shoots these videos for you?
Videos?
Nah,
wait,
dog.
So wait, that guy is he trying to figure out if he's being used by?
He's basically trying to figure out if his friend is using him by saying, no, come to my birthday, but bring your camera. And the theme is music video. So when in the theme uzo shoot, Anji.
Can I say something funny?
Yeah.
I've shot a music video at a party.
At a polar, yeah.
Yeah.
But you paid the bruise that shot.
Oh, okay, yeah. No, but I'm talking about the premise of it. I was like, I was throwing a party, and it just so happened to also record a music video. But
now, were those niggas going to do it for you for free?
No, I paid them.
You see.
Okay. Mm. Okay.
No, so that guy
needs to
really...
I just thought he was taking advantage of the fact that it's a birthday and if we need music video.
No, so maybe if you take advantage of the fact that it's a birthday, you can actually call in birthday favors. You know, how many DJ sets do you play? You see. So because it's a birthday, mlampe.
Tricky.
You check. It is tricky because if you say no, your bra is going to be very pissed off.
Yeah.
You know, you don't count favors. Mm. And I feel like, bro, if you're there anyway, you're at the birthday, is on a camera, shoot.
Yeah.
You know?
Listen, I think, yeah, I mean, it's whatever, man. It's.
Don't be a puss, bro. Go to your friend's birthday.
Go to your friend's thing. Bro.
Yes.
Listen, you know, you asked me how I smell so good, ne?
Yes, I did ask you.
Because I'm not a puss. Unlike other people,
yeah.
I'm not going to hold back. Right? Me, nyafafaza. Okay?
Is that the one that's in the cubbyhole?
It's everywhere. You know, bro, okay, let me tell you something.
I asked BH to give me this fragrance because the bottle, the last time, that thing was like,
it was at the ankles.
I'm like, yo, give me this thing.
No, because part of the things that like make me is how
it is that one.
Yeah, how I smell. Mm. Now, when I walk into a place, before I say hello, they must be like, no.
But I'm looking for things to make me you.
Yeah, so I got you. My bras at Amanza Perfumes, right? Mm. So they hit me up on IG. So these bras have a shop in Dubai, right? But I think they have an outlet here in Durban as well. They hit me up. They're like, yo, look, we know that you like proper scents and colognes.
Yes.
And so they sent me like a sample. They asked me what kind of like... scent do I like? I was like, yo, vanilla.
Yo, that's really nice. Eh?
Yeah, this one's got like citrus.
In it? This one's got citrus.
Let me hear it.
Yeah?
Outing is.
Quanas.
Let me hear this one.
It's dangerous, this one.
Nice, bro.
Yeah, but basically they design scents for you. They ask you, what do you want?
That's dope.
You know, do you want oud? Do you want vanilla? Do you
want what notes?
Patchouli? What notes? Yeah. And so basically, bro, I think
it's
lasts, bro. It's not the ones who go to Mauchigi Corner.
Yeah, you know those ones. Mauchigi Corner appel.
No, it's not. Yeah. So yeah, the homies hit me up. The stuff lasts, but yeah, I said to them that I'm gonna give you, make sure at least you and our producer get so.
Yeah, let's get it, then. But I want half a bottle, bro. What the fuck?
No, man. I'm not going to give you half a bottle. But go and check them out on the socials. Amanza, that's A-M-A-N-D-Z. Sorry. A-M-A-N-Z-A-D-A.
Hey! Hey, you went on me!
Hey!
Ngamalala.
Hey, Ngamalala. Listen properly. Listen carefully. A-M-A-N-Z-A-D-A. Yeah. Amanzada. There we go.
Amanzada.
Amanzada perfumes. Bro, long lasting. You can even wash your stuff and it'll still stick on.
Yeah.
So yeah.
It smells nice. I'm gonna...
Let me know how many dollies you get now.
Shot for the plug. Let me know where's my bottle of perfume.
No, it will. It will. So yeah. What notes do you like?
I like Udi.
Okay.
But not too like timerish.
Sweet.
Yeah. It mustn't be too, you know, like like, we can beep winter. This out, but not like Baccarat.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
You know that way it's like overpowering, like I'm a blazer and like I'm, you know, I don't want to feel like I'm laying on top of
you want to smell like money.
Yeah,
you wanna
I don't
want to like
feel like
comfort.
I'm laying on top of a young girl that's, because I paid her.
Yeah.
I want to feel like, ungithanda ngoba uyangithanda. I don't want to feel like you're with me for my money. You know that smell.
Got you. No, hit up the price. I'll make sure that...
I just described how PH smells. You know, he smells warm and inviting, and it's not like he's your friend because he has money.
Wow. I'll make sure that they put you on and some of the team on, but they've got... Look, I can attest this, the sense. And you've smelled it.
Yes. It's proper.
The power. But yeah, check them out on the socials as well,
And you can check us out on the socials as well. You know, The Real Network and Shady Podcast everywhere. Instagram, Twitter. Hey, Twitter. Ish. Twitter 2025.
Yeah.
Sorry, X. Yeah. YouTube, Zonke Bonke. Share it with your friends. Let us know your thoughts in the comments.
Like, subscribe there by YouTube.
That's it.
Do the works.
To the colored people watching, you know you are my guys. Yes. So, you know.
Let's, well, hold on. Also, what's this? Spotify?
And Spotify, Apple.
We need to push those numbers,
Yes, Spotify Apple, Podcasts. Or Mio.
Hit us up there.
Or Kio.
And what? That's a club.
Or
Popeye. Popeye.
Take it easy, but it's easy. Take it home.
Kaiser Chiefs won 2-0 this past weekend. All right, goodbye.
They did.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not in season.